What's up, gentlemen? This is Rising Phoenix Podcast, a podcast about how to rise up after your divorce. I'm your host, divorce coach, Michael Rhodes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 143. This is going to be a solo one, and it's going to touch on a topic that came about due to another discussion within our book club in our Discord, the Rising Phoenix Tribe Discord. So I posed the question to those gentlemen, have you ever considered or given an apology to your soon-to-be and or ex-wife? And before I get into that answer, I do want to cover a few things. And like many of these solo ones, I have a general idea of what I want to say, but not entirely. And another factor here is I'm fucking tired because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and it had nothing to do with my situation. It had to do with a good friend is now going through divorce, and it's rattling me a little bit more than I would have thought. You know, people often ask me, how do you stay in this space of divorce and it not affect you? And honestly, I don't know how to answer that, because it really doesn't affect me in the way that most people would think. The stories that I hear and see, and the men that reach out and the men that I interact with, their stories are heartbreaking. And I certainly empathize and sympathize completely, because I've been there. But I don't know the nuance to their stories. I don't know their ex-wives or soon-to-be ex-wives. I don't know their children. But in this situation, I do. And it's actually the first time I've had someone close to me go through a divorce, obviously, besides myself. I mean, obviously, Chris, but Chris and I were friends when he went through his. So this is different. And yeah, this divorce shit is tough, gentlemen. But I think the point of this podcast is to provide hope, and that hope is in my story, as well as many others that have been on this podcast, but certainly in mine. And with that said, I want you to really take this to heart, that lately you've been hearing an evolution, a growth of me, which is awesome, is the point. But if you're not in line with my growth, that doesn't mean that you're wrong, out of line, falling behind, won't ever get there, whatever negative story you can tell yourself about your current situation, just because you don't have the same outlook, thoughts, feelings, emotions that I do. I have done a lot of work, and I'm also, and I hesitate to say this because I think people, has been covered a few times, I think people lean too heavily on time, expecting it to fix everything. But time is a factor. Time plus work is healing, success, however you want to label it. And so you may be as far along, you may be a lot less further along than I am. And you have to make sure that you're careful not to compare yourself. You know, what is the Benjamin Franklin quote? You know, comparison is the thief of joy. And that's true. And just because you're not where I am today doesn't mean you won't get there eventually. But if some of my solo episodes lately aren't resonating with you, and no one has reached out, I'm always mindful, I try to be always mindful of the guy who's just starting his journey. And so if you're just starting your journey and the last couple of solo episodes don't resonate with you, it sound foreign to you. And believe me when I tell you, if I would have heard the latest batch of solo episodes when I first started, I don't know what my reaction would have been, but it probably wouldn't have been positive. But I think if you go back, and this isn't some ploy to get you to listen, although that'd be cool, if you go back and you can follow my journey, I think. And I've been through it. And so, again, just because I'm at a certain point doesn't mean that you need to be at that point. Go back to earlier episodes and listen to those. You can listen to my growth one. I think you can hear some pretty, I think the contrast is pretty stark, I would say, from a year out to 4.5, almost 5 years out. So I just wanted to make sure that no one feels like they're being left behind or they're out of step or whatever. It's important for me to convey to you that you don't need to be where I'm at right now. I think that it is a good place to get to. I think I feel pretty good about life. No, I'm not seeing anyone. That is a whole other topic. That is, it's lonely. I'm lonely sometimes for sure, but I'm fairly good. There are definitely moments lately where I take stock of where I'm at and I go, man, I'm pretty good. I'm good. So I think it's a place to get to, but it's a journey and it's going to take some effort and some work and combined with time. Anyway, so as I stated, this came about because, I was trying to think about a topic for the solo one. Again, I don't like to force them, but I think there was so much to talk about in so many facets and aspects of this stuff. And I was thinking about giving you guys my morning routine, something that I've been doing in the majority of weekday mornings to sort of set myself up for success for the rest of the day. But that'll come later, I think. So as I was thinking, I remembered this conversation that we had maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I didn't make last week's book club. I was talking with that friend that I mentioned earlier, so I couldn't make it. But yeah, two or 3 weeks ago, I threw out the question. And often, I don't know how often, but and maybe often isn't even the right word, but for sure, it has happened where I consider reaching out and saying, I'm sorry. Now, this is tricky and complex because, like I said a few episodes ago about sort of taking the responsibility, it is not all of our responsibility, but we have to own our part in it. And someone messaged me the other day and they said, I appreciate you how you toe that line, because it's important distinction to not blame yourself for the entire demise, but it also means you have to take full ownership of your part in that. And that's not easy. It is hard. It is tricky. But it's part of the growth. It's part of the journey. And so anyway, so I thought maybe perhaps that is what I will do with this episode. I got to be honest, it's making me feel uncomfortable to think about it. Because I guess in a way I will be talking directly to her. Now, do I know that she listens? No, I don't know. Do I suspect? I don't know either. I maybe. I've also considered sending her a link when this is out. I don't think I'll do that, but I might, but I probably won't. So it makes me a little uncomfortable because it's touching on the wound, quite frankly. And the wound is deep. This is not easy shit to heal from. But I do think that maybe this is part of that journey. Now, I don't think that you need to, again, copy me or strive to be in my shoes and do the things that I'm doing. I don't know that this is a helpful step. And obviously I'm not doing it directly to her. I've been toying with imagining that in my mind, and I may slip into that. I may speak directly to her. But I don't know. So anyway, I feel like I'm kind of stalling here. I want to say that I'm sorry, Melissa, for so very many things. I am definitely sorry that I didn't hold space for you to allow you to express yourself in a way that was made you feel safe and heard. Didn't do that. I'm sorry that I handled your leaving like a giant child. I had so much pain and I didn't know what to do with it. And I turned it into anger. And I wish that I wouldn't have, truly. I wish that I would have been able to face that pain head on and just sat down with you and said, okay, it's over. Let's figure out how to do this. Instead, I racked up legal bills for both of us. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it got to this point, that point. I wish I would have been a better husband, a better friend, a better partner. I wish I would have been able to have discussions and when we had disagreements, not take it personal. Again, I'll go back to I wish I wouldn't have been such a fucking large child, but I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. And I'm still learning. I'm sorry that I can't really talk to you now. It's too hard. And I know that, we're amicable, but I know it probably would be easier if we were in a way, but I don't. I guess if I'm being honest, I'm so afraid that if it becomes very amicable, I'm going to slide back into missing you and wanting you and loving you and bringing myself back to the beginning. I had enough of that shit. I do try. I do try, and I certainly am amicable. I don't want this to be difficult for either of us. I wish I would have had the strength to sit down with you and discuss this. And get your take on the situation and try and understand your actions instead of just being self-righteous and angry. But as someone pointed out to me the other day, I did the best that I could with the tools that I had. And I tell people that all the time. And sometimes I have to remind myself of that. Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry that all of our hopes and dreams got derailed. I'm sorry for the pain that our children have felt and feel. I'm just fucking sorry. Yeah, I am for sure sorry that I can't go back and change it and fix it because I fucking would. I would do so many things differently. And I am sure that this hasn't been easy for you either. And I'm sorry that I didn't have the ability to recognize or realize or allow for that. I'm sorry that I was blinded by anger and it made me selfish and difficult. I was so angry that you would walk away. And there's other things obviously, but I'm not gonna point out those things because isn't the point of this is to focus on my actions. But I'm sorry that I didn't also honor our marriage by sitting down and discussing the end with you, because I didn't honor it either, honestly. But I did the best I could with what I had. And what I had was shitty. I had bad tools. I feel like I am learning and learned. I have a lot more tools in my arsenal. I'm a much more emotionally mature man, I think, I hope. I know. But I will say that it's difficult for me to use those tools with you. You know, again, I we don't talk. And I don't think that that's wrong, but I'm sure that would probably make it easier for you. I mean, we interact, but it's very minimal and it's weird, you know. You know, things happen with our daughters and kind of should be talking about it. But it's just fucking hard. So, clearly, healing is a long process. And nuanced, you know. I'm healed from, you know, the end, I think, in terms of it's over. I'm aware of that, and I've made peace with it, I guess. I mean, it's over. It's been over for a very long time, and I don't mean that in some metaphorical, like, bullshitty way that people say, "Oh, it was over long before she left." I don't think that. I mean, it's just been a long time since she left, and it's so that part of it is, you know, I made peace with it. But I think now I'm making peace, trying to make peace with my behavior. And shit's hard. It's hard. So, I think that's it for this one. I had no idea I was gonna get this emotional, if I'm being honest. And if I didn't say it, I think I just said it plenty, but I'll say it and be as direct as I can. I am sorry, Melissa, for a whole lot of shit. Like I said, I think that's all I got. I will say one last thing, maybe end on a little bit of a positive note. The celebrity that I have been chasing, I have an interview scheduled. And so hopefully it sticks, and hopefully next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, I'll be interviewing the most famous person, I guess, that I've ever interviewed, him and his co-host. I don't want to reveal it yet, because I just don't want to jinx it. But this, I'm so very, very excited. It's someone that I admire. It's someone that you're all gonna be like, "What, that guy?" I mean, yeah, I think I said it. I'm excited. I'm gonna say it again. I'm fucking excited, and I'm hopeful that, you know, that this interview will lead to other interviews, that raise the profile of this podcast. And I was doing some looking. I took a walk tonight because, like I said, I, you know, dealing with my friend's divorce, and I knew that a walk would be good for me. And I just thought to myself, for whatever reason, how many podcasts out there are strictly for men going through divorce? And you know how many there are that are active? One. This one. There are a few others that have a few episodes. And that is podcasting for you. And if I wouldn't have stuck with it, if those of you that are supporters and friends and guests and people that have reached out, if you wouldn't have done that, because each one is helpful. Each one reminds me that I'm doing the right thing. Each one reminds me that what I'm doing is important. And if I wouldn't have gotten that feedback, I would probably be in line with those other podcasts, and I wouldn't be standing at the precipice of the biggest interview so far. So thank you sincerely to all of you. It is appreciated, your support, those of you that contribute to the Discord, those of you that go to meetings, those of you that attend book club. Joe and Albert and I and Charles, who pops in, and those of you that have been on this journey with me, I thank you so very, very much. So, until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. Since my separation in July of 2019, I have done an incredible amount of work on myself. I've had many different therapists, life coaches, and went through different programs. I've taken all that I've learned and put it into my own program called Forged by Fire. If you are interested in having me help you navigate your divorce, please hit my website, risingphoenixdivorcecoach.com. I look forward to working with you.